The YEA voted to accept the contract in a vote on June 19th, and last night the school board followed suit. Superintendent Diedrich Martin says the contract represents an incredible sacrifice by district teachers.
We didn't agree completely on the numbers because we need more to get us to where we need to be. But with that said, we are extremely happy that the teachers have stepped up. They realize that this is a serious situation. So at this point, all groups from central administration to every level of bargaining have given something, but we're going back for round two and in some cases round three for concessions.
YEA President Karen Siegel says teachers gave up 10% to 12% in pay in this contract. Add higher contributions to health care premiums to the mix, and she says the concessions are more along the lines of 15% to 18%. When Siegel took the contract to her membership, she had asked the district administration to share the pain.
We are hopeful that administration will follow, or meet or exceed the concessions that the support staff and the teachers have made.
Two of the items the YEA has previously singled out as things they'd like to see the school board consider cutting from the superintendent's benefits package are an annuity he receives and reimbursement for tuition toward earning his PhD. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.